Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Eagle Moss. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Oh, Miles, I received an email this morning, actually, from Eagle Moss saying that there was an issue processing my payment. But yet, when I look in my checking account, the payment is already pending.
Okay, so there was probably an attempt that was unsuccessful, and then probably there was an attempt that was successful after that, which is cause for there to be the pending charge and cause for you to receive that email. Can you provide the last name associated with the order?
Schuster.
And how do you spell it?
It's S-C-H-U-S-T-E-R.
And your zip code?
19320.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
Steven.
And the address?
103 South 17th Avenue, Coatesville, PA, 19320.
And then finally, the email address?
Schuderbaker@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm just pulling up the notes on the order so I can verify if I was correct in my assumption. It seems likely because your most recent shipment was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on yesterday.
Did go through then, right?
Yes, just checking. But I mean, from what I can tell, based off of observation, it appears so. So let's see here. It says, so on yesterday, the authorization for $121.68 was successful. On the 16th, there was a decline, but then when we charged on Friday, the money was there and it was successful. So, so on the 16th, when there was a decline, you would have got that email letting you know there was a problem, but then we tried to charge you again on Friday and everything was fine. So you're good to go.
Okay. All right, cool.
All right.
Just so you guys know, for next time, for next month or whatever, I just got updated cards. So the information is going to change.
Would you like to update your payment information today?
Yeah. It should be the same number, but just the date changed.
Oh, I'd still have to request the full 16-digit number and the expiration
date. No, you're fine. Do you have the old one?
I mean, it's on file, but I can't see it. I can only see the last four digits.
Yeah. What are the last four? Is it 9007?
Yes, sir. 9007.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one. All right. Let me grab the new card.
Okay.
I got to find my wallet. I don't know what I did with it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number.
It's 5287.
5287?
Yeah, 5287.
Yes, sir.
2503-0708-9007.
And the expiration date?
128.
Okay, and can I read the card number back to you just to make sure I did not make any mistakes? We have 5287.
Yeah,
so again, that was 5287-2503-0708-9007.
Yep.
Okay, let's see here. Would you like to use this card information for this current shipment and future shipments, or just for future shipments?
No, just for future shipments, because the one that's going to be shipped to me, that's already paid for, right?
No, it's just an authorization. That's just checking to make sure that the money is actually available in your account. And then when it ships out, that authorization would become a payment. But that sounds like that card is tied to the same exact account anyway. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it's updated. It's a new date.
Okay. So then Let's see. I'm gonna select to have this be associated for current and future shipments, so that you do get your, you know, next shipment when it does ship. Let's see here.
It's not going to run another payment, is it?
No, sir. Not until the
okay.
Okay, so if the authorization falls off before your order actually ships, you know, for your next buildup shipment for your DeLorean buildup, if the authorization falls off, then when the package ships, you'd be charged. But if the authorization, it says the new card was declined, please try another.
Well, what's it running it for?
It's not. It's just making sure that it's valid.
Well, it's valid. It's, you know, I just got it.
Okay, did I make a mistake? I have the card number is 527-2503-0708-9007.
Right.
Okay.
The expiration date changed.
To January of 2028?
Yes.
Okay. I can try updating it again.
If it doesn't work, I can always call back next month, or you guys can get a hold of me when you go to ship the next one. Because I don't know how much is it trying to run it for or check for?
I don't think it's running the card, but if it was, let's see, let me get out of here. Well, I can't get out of here. And the next shipment, however much, so that was 8 buildup kits, so it would typically be, just, I'm not sure exactly how much it's going to be, because I can't see anything outside of what I'm looking at in regards to updating the card information. It's blocking everything else out.
Gotta love it.
I know, right? Let's see here. Let me try updating the card again.
Well, don't hit it too many times. It'll lock me out if you keep doing it. And then I got to call card services and get it freed up. That's kind of a pain in the ass, especially on a Saturday. So don't keep running if it ain't going to go through.
Okay, the new card was declined. So I'll just stop.
Well,
I'll just stop. Go ahead.
I'm kind of confused. What is it declining? Is there an amount you're trying to run?
It may be trying the pre-authorization for the payment.
Oh, well, there's not $120-some in there right now to run that.
Okay. Do you want me to give us a call back at another time?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. I thought maybe you could just save the information for next time.
Oh, okay. Well, most likely what's going to happen is that if you waited for this to ship out, it would probably be okay, because it seems like your financial institution let the charge go through, you know, because otherwise this wouldn't have been sent to the warehouse on yesterday. So when this actually
okay.
does ship, we're going to charge, the authorization is going to move to being an actual charge. And then if you update the card after that, you wouldn't have to worry about there being an attempt to charge until your next actual shipment.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
Nope, that's all.
Okay, Lida, thank
you for calling. I just wanted to make sure that payment had actually gone through, because I showed pending on my end, and
email
was kind of confusing.
Oh, I understand that. Well, it was because there was an attempt to charge on Tuesday that was declined, and we attempted to charge on Friday, and that was successful. So we had already sent the email out letting you know there was a problem, but then on Friday the charge was successful. So, but I can see how that would have been a little bit confusing.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
If that shipped to the warehouse yesterday, when do you think I might be expecting that in the mail?
Probably within about 2 weeks.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.